But he didn't start out an outlier. He started out just a little bit better. The second implication of the hockey example is that the systems we set up to determine who gets ahead aren't particularly efficient. We think that starting all-star leagues and gifted programs as early as possible is the best way of ensuring that no talent slips through the cracks. But take a look again at that roster for the Czech Republic junior soccer team. There are no players born in July, October, November, or December, and only one each from August and September. Those born in the last half of the year have all been discouraged or overlooked or pushed out of the sport. The talent of essentially half of the Czech athletic population has been squandered. So what do you do if you're an athletic young Czech with the misfortune to have been born in the last part of the year? You can't play soccer. The deck is stacked against you. So maybe you could play the other sport the Czechs are obsessed with, hockey. But wait, I think you know what's coming. The 2007 Czech junior hockey team that finished fifth at the World Championships had three players born in January, five born in February, three born in March, and only two born after August 31st. Those born in the last quarter of the year might as well give up on hockey as well. Do you see the consequences of the way we have chosen to think about success? Because we so profoundly personalize success, we miss opportunities to lift others onto the top rung. We make rules that frustrate achievement. We prematurely write off people as failures. We are much too in awe of those who succeed and far too dismissive of those who fail. And most of all, we become much too passive. We overlook just how large a role we all play, and by we I mean society, in determining who makes it and who doesn't.